So did you ever watch that long-running TV show about the family with 19 kids? We're talking about the Duggar family and their hit show on TLC. It was called 19 Kids and Counting. It propelled the family's fortunes, the network, and the conservative Christian group they belonged to. And then came a sex abuse scandal surrounding the Duggar's oldest son. Now, there's a new documentary series on Prime Video telling some of the behind-the-scenes realities. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins me here in the studio to talk about this. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
A lot of heavy stuff in this documentary. First, though, as far as the Duggar family's rise to fame, after watching this documentary and knowing the show, why did it have so much success?
Well, my own pet theory is that there was a part of the audience that really responded to the idea that there was this wholesome, religious-based family who taught their kids according to biblical values, and they seemed so successful. You know, even though they had 19 kids and counting, all the kids seemed well-behaved. They all seemed to be achieving. They all seemed to be happy. And so I think half of the audience really responded to, hey, traditional values produces a successful family. I want to see that. And then half of the people wanted to see a freak show. who could imagine a family with this many kids? And it just became a phenomenon.
This docuseries focuses on not just the family, but the religious movement they're part of, the Institute in Basic Life Principles. The founder, Bill Gothard, now disgraced, preached a number of things: men's authority over their wives, not teaching sex education or evolution, and for families to have as many children as possible.
We're all proud of these mothers and fathers who obeyed the Lord in bringing more sons and daughters into the world.
So how did this organization, the Institute in Basic Life Principles, I guess, rise in tandem with this show?
The docuseries makes the allegation that the principles of the group, the tenets of the group, the strictness of the group allowed abuse to fester. Not only did they instruct parents to, for example, punish their children physically, and they taught them how to punish them physically by beating them in ways that the authorities would not be able to detect, but they also disenfranchised women inside the group so that they were not allowed to have their own autonomy. They were forced into marriages.
It teaches that the fathers choose the husbands of their daughters. Is that right?
Exactly. If a boy is interested in a girl, he goes to that girl's father and asks her for permission to date her. And of course, the most strict of them don't even kiss until they're married. So, you know, there's a real sense that women are disenfranchised, children are disenfranchised, and it's rife for abusers, predators, to hide inside this organization. And indeed, Gothard himself was accused of many instances of sexual harassment and abuse and eventually was forced to leave the organization.
Let's talk about the allegations of sexual abuse against the son, Josh. In public, the family worked to defend him. What do we learn in this docuseries about what was happening behind the curtain?
Right. So the docuseries says that Josh abused two of his sisters when they were very young and he was also young. And instead of the family sort of dealing with it directly, they seem to try to cover it up and misdirect and not really face it. And in fact, you know, we have a little clip from a niece. She was on 19 Kids and Counting, and she talks about how she felt when she heard about what Josh was accused of in terms of looking at child pornography and owning it. Let's listen to that.
The things that he looked at and the things that he enjoyed and got pleasure from absolutely breaks my heart into a million pieces.
So, Eric, as far as the Duggar kids, one of the 19 speaks a lot about this in this docuseries, yeah? Jill Duggar, now Jill Dillard?
Yeah, exactly. And she's an important source because she's one of the two sisters who was molested by Josh. And she has a very specific experience. It's tough for her to talk about it. But the family forced her and her sister to go into an interview with Megyn Kelly on Fox News and minimize what Josh had done to them. And then when she and her husband finally decided to speak publicly, they were ostracized by the family. She thinks it's really important that victims get supported when they come forward. And we've got a clip that speaks to that. Let's check it out.
I believe strongly that victims should always be protected. Victims should always be cared for. You're out there, like your story's out there. So you just feel like I'd rather have some say in what that looks like.
The last episode of the docuseries features a lot of survivors, people who were once inside the Institute in Basic Life Principles and have come forward to talk about what a damaging experience it was for them. The ultimate message of this docuseries is pay attention to survivors and support them when they come forward and help tear down organizations that may have institutionalized abuse.
The docuseries is called Shiny Happy People, and it begins airing today on Prime Video. NPR's Eric Deggans, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.